We're back, week 10 of the NFL Sports Betting Rundown, and we have another great show for you today. Per usual, another 10 picks, 5 from me, 5 from Hudson. Coming off a profitable week last week, so we're looking to keep it up. Let's get right into it. For my first pick, I'm taking it across the pond. We're going to Germany, where it's the Buccaneers taking on the Seattle Seahawks. And I like the over in this one. Right now, it's at 44 points. I like this a lot because I think the Buccaneers, and especially Brady after last week, after they came back at the last minute against the Rams, you could see in his interview afterwards, he's very, I think, something just clicked. This should be a kind of a stepping stone for this team. I think that the Buccaneers are going to start stacking up some wins, being better on offense, because I know that was a main issue with their team. So the over here is short, and the Seahawks on the other side have, you know, been scoring very well, and I think this is such a small number. I think this happens. I don't know if it's a super high scoring game, but 44 is just too low for me.
What's up, everyone? It's Hudson back for another week of the Sports Betting Rundown. Last week, 2-2-1, exactly 500. Not good, not bad. Going to try to go 5-0 this week, and we're going to start with the Bucks, -2.5. First ever game in Germany, and I'm honestly surprised the Bucks are favorites here. Seahawks have looked great. Geno Smith looking like one of the best quarterbacks in the league, which is just crazy to say considering where he was a couple years ago. Seahawks have won their last four games. Tampa really hasn't looked good, but post-divorce Brady, 1-0. We got to ride with Tom Brady here. I refuse to believe he'll lose to Geno Smith. Post-divorce Brady is about to be 2-0. For my second pick, I'm going to take the Jaguars +9.5 against the Chiefs. This is not a good pick right when we look at it. But when we dive deeper and look at the Chiefs at home this season, they are not performing well at all. Of course, they barely beat the Titans last week in overtime. They lost to the Bills at home. They barely beat the Raiders. The Chiefs at home have looked vulnerable. Of course, the Jaguars also not having a great season. But they had an impressive win against the Raiders last week. +9.5 just seems too little. Line is a little sketchy. You would expect the Chiefs to be double-digit favorites considering how well they've been playing. I'm going to take the Jaguars +9.5 away in Kansas City.
For my second pick, I'm going to go with an interesting game here in Vegas, and it's the Raiders taking on the Colts. And if you haven't heard the news, Colts are tanking the season. They fired their coach, and they fired their coordinators, and the owner demand that they start the backup quarterback, who sucks. And the coach that they hired as interim is Jeff Saturday, the Hall of Fame center. Now, that might sound like a good hire, you know, former player, Hall of Famer. He hasn't coached past high school in his life. He hasn't been a coordinator. He was a high school coach. And I believe he went about 500, so he wasn't even a successful high school coach at that. And this is kind of, you know, this gets me a little scared here. The line is only Raiders -4.5. But I think this is also due to the Raiders having a pretty down season, 2-6. But the Colts have been awful too, and they have no coach. I think the Raiders pop them here, kind of keep the season alive. This is their last chance, really, if there is still a chance. So I like the Raiders with the points here. For my last non-prop of the week, I'm taking it to a place that I've bet countless times this year on this podcast. And to be frank, I think it's won every single time I've done it. I'm fading the Rams here. It's the Cardinals at the Rams. As we all know, both of these teams having bad seasons, only 3 wins apiece. But the Rams, there's just something about them which I hate. And I think they're a really bad team. And I'm rooting against them because I am a Lions fan and we do have their draft pick. But, you know, I've rooted against them and I've made money in the process. So on this pick, I'm a little conflicted. I could either do Arizona +1.5, +100 money line, or I could go over 19.5 team total. And I think I'm going to go with the team total here, 19.5. The Cardinals, even in their losses, they've covered that number in their last three games. And to be frank, if the Cardinals do win, I think they do have to score 20 points. And I think there's a chance that they score 20 points even in a loss. So that's why I like this pick. I like the Cardinals here. But for the sake of the podcast, we're going with the team total 19.5.
For my third pick, I'm going to fade a team that I've taken a couple times this year. That's the Packers. So I'm going to take the Cowboys -4.5 here. I've tried to ride with the Packers. I've tried to ride with Aaron Rodgers. But officially, I have seen enough. This team just is not it. Rodgers totally checked out. The receivers just drop so many easy balls. On the other hand, the Cowboys, one of the best teams in the NFL, probably number two in my power rankings right now. 6-2, the defense looking like the best defense in the NFL. I don't see how the Packers can keep up with the Cowboys here. I think the game is probably going to be pretty low scoring, but I'm going to take the Cowboys -4.5. For my fourth pick, I'm going to take the Texans +4.5 away in New York against the Giants. The Giants are coming off the bye week, and there was a lot of stuff going around about how the Giants lost to the bye. And I really don't understand this line here. I think the Giants should be much bigger favorites. The Texans 1-6-1, struggling. They can't get anything going. Didn't look terrible against the Eagles. But the Giants, on the other hand, on fire, 6-2, part of the NFC beast. Coming off the bye, you would expect them to kill the Texans, but that line suggests otherwise. I'm going to take the Texans +4.5.
For my first prop, this is also going to be a little weird. I'm taking it to a gross game. Another one, I do apologize. It's the Lions versus the Chicago Bears. And I don't believe I've done this pick yet on this season, but it's going to be a longest rush. And I like Justin Fields over 16.5 for his longest rush. If you look at Chicago's last four games, he is 3-1 on the 16.5. And the last game, as we all know, largest amount of rushing yards by a quarterback ever. So he's really just a little coming out party for Justin Fields. And all year, he's been working the ground good, but especially the recent weeks. And this is a great matchup against the Lions, who were awful against rushing quarterbacks. Some notable things were when they let, you know, Jalen Hurts run all over them week one. And they really have been getting killed. Tua kind of shredded them a little on the ground. Geno Smith got 50 yards. Even Aaron Rodgers last week had a 17 or 18 yard scramble. I mean, Lions can't contain the quarterback. Justin Fields looks to be the best, if not probably top two rushing quarterbacks in the league. So I like the over 16.5. For my last bet and final prop, I'm going to take something that I have taken before and I do like. Going back to the same game in Germany, I like Kenneth Walker to get a touchdown. Right now, it's only sitting at -115. In part, I think this is due to the low over-under. This implies not many touchdowns will be scored. But, you know, as I said previously, I like the over. And I like Kenneth Walker. I liked him even as a Michigan fan when he was at State. I thought he was great. He literally gave Mel Tucker an awful contract. He's not a good coach. And he got him $100 million over 10 years by himself. And that's what he's doing for Geno Smith right now. Kenneth Walker's a touchdown in his last five games. And I think this trend continues. He's hot. I really like him as a back. I wish my team took him, but they didn't. So I'm just going to root for him as a player. Kenneth Walker, touchdown, -115.
For my fifth and final pick, I'm going to take the Monday night game. We might be 2-2 going into Monday, but hopefully we're 4-0. But this game could be the decider. Going to go with the under here. It's a very low total, under 43.5. And this is all because of one stat I saw scrolling through Instagram. When a line is over 9.5 this season, the under is 9-2. Now, I did not fact check this. I didn't look back at all the games, but I'm just going to believe him. He seemed like a credible guy. We got to take the under here. That stat is crazy to hear something like that. Under 43.5. It's low. Could be a struggle. We can always lose, but I'm going to ride with the stats under 43.5.
That's it. Week 10 of the NFL Sports Betting Rundown. Another solid show. This week, we're looking to continue the hot streak. Personally, 4-1 last week. A bounce back for me in a big way. 4-1. You always love to see it. Hudson going 2-2-1. Exactly 500. So that means another winning week for the pod last week. And again, looking to continue the streak. We love winning money on the podcast, of course. As always, rate us 5 stars and subscribe. We appreciate it. And leave a review. The reviews are big. We love seeing the reviews. Rate 5 stars and leave a good comment with it when you do. And finally, follow me on Twitter at JSportsBetting1. And if you were following Hudson, he got banned recently. He has a new Twitter, which you'll see. I interact with him on my Twitter. So if you want to follow his new Twitter, do that. And as always, let's make some money.